And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Art Menius, and I've been watching the legislature over in Raleigh. That we have to discuss the budgets of nonprofit arts organizations during times of austerity never fails to disturb me, since it's long ago been well established that government spending on the arts produces a powerful return on investment. The $87,000 government, local, and state invest in the Arts Center supports activity that produces $301,000 in state and local tax payments, to use my employer as an example. The arts are great business, yet they stay on the budgetary chopping block. With this session of the legislature approaching crossover, two areas of greatest concern to me are, currently, nonprofits are exempt from the 3% privilege tax on live entertainment. A bill called Lower Rates for a Strong North Carolina Economy proposes replacing that with a tax of 4.75% to 6.5% sales and use tax on entertainment and recreation that would be collected from both for-profits and nonprofits. For the Arts Center, this would have the net effect of $48,000 to $65,000 in additional taxes that we either have to amortize through charging to our customers or through budget cuts. Either way, it moves us further away from serving our citizens in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County that most need access to the arts. The NC Arts Council has already experienced devastating cuts of more than a third during the last 5 years. Per capita funding from the North Carolina Arts Council dropped from $1.09 in 2008 to just 69 cents in the 2014 budget recommendation. Is 69 cents per person all we are willing as citizens of North Carolina to spend on a field that touches everyone, that has a serious bottom line return to state and local governments, that makes our towns and cities more attractive to employers and to their potential employees, and improves the learning and test scores for our school students? That's my question to the legislature. This is Art Menius.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.